We're going to finish out this hour with another testimony to the importance, the power, the significance of memory. We began thinking through the voices of the veterans as a archive of memory of American history. Walter Mosley joins us now. He's the author of over 30 books, including all the E.Z. Rollins mysteries. He's got a new book called The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray. It's not about veterans, but it sure is about memory. It's one of a number of Walter Mosley's more recent books, which are internal, reflective, a kind of a journey of the spirit. First of all, Walter Mosley, thanks for joining us this morning, and good morning to you.
And good morning to you, and both of you, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, this is about someone who's aging and having some difficulty with what all that means. Could we begin with the name of the main character, Ptolemy Gray? It seems so metaphorical, Ptolemy of the library in Alexandria, which is sort of civilization's memory. Gray, of course, evoking age.
Mm-hmm.
A deliberate contradiction there?
Well, yeah, that and also, you know, other things. You know, just that notion of African Americans reaching for Africa and ending up with this Greek name that colonized Africa, which is, you know, it's another part of it. Another thing about Ptolemy is he is a veteran. He was fought in World War II,
mm-hmm.
and part of that, you know, that long, what he does, he has this long memory of America. And the thing that I wanted to do was to talk about the history of America, that memory, and also the forgetting, what we lose, what we maintain, what we try to hold on to.
Well, there's this tension between age as signified by the having of memories and age signified by the forgetting at the same time.
Yeah, well, and sort of, that's the contradiction that we all live with. Right?
Tell us the story a little bit, and then we'll get into this idea of what it is we want to remember, what it is we'd prefer to forget.
There's a very old man, Ptolemy Usher Gray, who is in his 90s, his early 90s. He's at the door of dementia. He hasn't gone through it yet, but he's at that door. The young man who took care of him, a great-grandnephew, has been killed in a drive-by shooting, though he doesn't know that. And he finally ends up with this very young woman, a 17-year-old girl named Robin, who tries to help him get his, you know, to deal with his life as it is. And they end up dealing with a doctor who Ptolemy sees as Satan, who is working with these illegal drugs, you know, with the electronic connections in the
mm-hmm,
brain.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I can give you this drug. It will probably bring back your memory for a while, but it will definitely kill you." He said, "What do you want?" And that's the choice that he has, to have himself for a short while, or to lose himself over the long run.
Satan or Mephistopheles here?
Well, yeah, you know,
there you go.
For Ptolemy, it's Satan, but yeah, it could be Mephistopheles.
You know, thinking about age as memory, does Ptolemy want to remember because he wants to be young again, or does he want to remember because he just is frustrated that the forgetting means that he's being erased from history in some way?
Well, there are two issues of memory for him. One, memory itself is life. Without knowing who you are, you don't exist. And also, he feels, as many of us feel, that we've wasted our lives, that all the jobs that we were supposed to do, all the things we're supposed to get done, are left undone. And once facing death, he can bravely go against anything. And so he wants to stay alive by facing death, and he wants to get those last few things in his life done and done correctly.
But any deal that you make with the devil, by definition, means, you know, it's a lesson in be careful what you wish for, right? I mean, some of the things that we forget are things our mind is trying to protect us from. And some of the things in his past are violent. You describe lynchings and burnings in his past, things that he may not have wanted to remember.
Yeah, and that he has to. I mean, that the thing is that in order to get to do what's right in his life, he has to face all the things that he's done wrong. I mean, there are terrible things that have happened, like you say, like the lynchings and stuff. But there are also small things that he did, like abandoning his daughter for his new wife, Cynthia. He has to try to make up for those things. And he can't really. You know, the evil is in us, right? I think that's the truth in the end, because the doctor may not really be Satan, but that's how Ptolemy sees it. That's the way he sees his own life.
Is this a story also about a generational shift in the sense that people of our generation are losing the ability to pass to the next generation the real history of America. In your case, in Ptolemy's case, this history of the civil rights movement, that some of the details of which may or may not get passed on, that there's a quality of the passage of time that implies certain things will be forgotten and try that we might to hold on to it. It's just not going to pass from one generation to the other.
Yeah, I think that that's true. Also, I mean, there's a kind of a phrase that I go by. The older we are, the more we live in the past. You know, I think that one of the things is, rather than passing on just facts or events, we have to pass on that spirit, the spirit that we once had. And a lot we hold that back. And Ptolemy and his relationship with this young girl, Robin, is actually, he's not really passing on to her knowledge in any kind of particular way, but he's showing her, well, this is how you live life. This is how I live my life. And I trust that you can live life. And she's been very helpful to him. So she brings that youth there. A lot what we do is we negate youth by our experience, you know, which often is inaccurate.
You know, the anxieties here are universal. But I have to say, if there's anything that writers are terrified of, it's not getting everything done and forgetting.
Yeah.
So this goes directly to your kind of personal bullseye.
Yeah, one of the things I tried my best to do is not to write about writers, but, you know, it's hard to escape, you know, writing about yourself in that way.
But this doesn't feel like a personal memoir or something where you're drawing from your autobiography. And I'm surprised by that because I suspect aging is difficult for you as it is for everyone.
Well, you know, my mother, for 15 years, very slowly descended into dementia. She only died 2 years ago in complete dementia. And, you know, my mother was an only child. My father was an orphan. I'm an only child. So it was only me there to try to make that. And so I spent a lot of time trying to talk to her. One of the things that I learned, and I think that I gave to Robin in the story, is that, you know, old people have dignity. Even if they can't exactly articulate who they are and what they are and where they're coming from, they still have that dignity. And to be able to respect that and to bridge that gap, you know, that ever-widening gap, that's the real challenge of dealing
and
with
holding
these
your
people.
Holding your memory as part of that dignity. Well, we got to ask him before we go.
Yeah.
Would you take the deal?
Yeah,
the
definitely.
Devil?
Absolutely. No question. I mean, because, I mean, the other option is nothing.
So you would
say, shorten your life.
10 years of not knowing who you are or 6 months of being absolutely clear about who you are. There's no choice. I mean, it's a sad choice, but...
It's a no-brainer to Walter Mosley.
That's right.
Wow, that's great. Author of over 30 books, including the E.Z. Rollins mystery, his latest book, The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray. May he live long and prosper. Thank you, Walter.
Thank you.
One of the things that we're trying to, well, millions of things we're trying to remember today is our veterans on this Veteran Day, and we're looking for your messages. If you have something to say to troops, home or abroad, retired or active, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post it at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headley.
Deborah from Connecticut says, thank you all for your sacrifices to protect others. I second that. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.